Happy Sunday. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis for the North Carolina Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Holy Bible. And this week, we are going to begin the Book of Psalms. Very excited to do so with you. We also read from a daily devotional called Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young. And as we normally do, as we always do, we begin our morning or our time together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day, the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, as we begin the Book of Psalms, it is a book of poetry, a book of praise, honor, and glory to your holy name for your many, many gifts. And Father, we thank you for your many gifts, the gift of life, the gift of love, the gift of companionship. We thank you for our hardships as well. And Lord, helps us to rely more and more on you every single day, seeking your peace, your love, your wisdom, and of course, your most holy Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be with us today as we read, be with us today as we listen, and be with us always, Lord, that we may serve you, love you, and honor you this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sarah Young writes, I am your Lord. Seek me as a friend and lover of your soul, but remember that I am also King of Kings, sovereign over all. You can make some plans as you gaze into the day that stretches out before you, but you need to hold those plans tentatively, anticipating that I might have other ideas. The most important thing to determine is what to do right now. Instead of scanning the horizon of your life, looking for things that need to be done, concentrate on the task before you and the one who never leaves your side. Let everything else fade into the background. This will unclutter your mind, allowing me to occupy more and more of your consciousness. Trust me to show you what to do when you have finished what you are doing now. I will guide you step by step as you bend your will to mine. Thus you stay close to me on the path of peace. The scripture that supports this devotional comes from Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And also from Luke chapter 1, verse 39, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I am excited to begin this next book in our travel through the Bible. And like I said, we're going to be starting to study and read Psalms. The purpose of Psalms is to provide poetry for the expression of praise, worship, and confession to God. There are several writers of Psalms, but the most famous and the most prolific was David, King David. He wrote approximately 73 of the 150 Psalms. A person by the name of Asaph wrote 12 of them, and then he had a couple sons who wrote some as well. Solomon wrote a couple, and then Moses wrote one of the Psalms. And then there are several, in fact, there's about 50 of them that are anonymous. So the original audience was Israel, the people of Israel. And the Psalms had a wide range of when they were written. It was written over about a 1,000-year, 900-year period, approximately 1440 B.C. Until about 600 B.C., so a long period of time by many people, mostly David, and again, the purpose to provide praise, worship, and confession. So kind of would like to review for you some of the premises and the mega themes of this important chapter in the Bible. The first book, there are five books. The first book, which roughly encompasses 41 chapters, kind of takes you through what Israel had gone through in the book of Genesis. And book two, which is approximately 30 books, is almost like a summary of Exodus. So Genesis would have been creation, sin, and redemption. Exodus would be described as God rescuing the nation as he rescues us. And then the third book, which represents about 16 chapters, is similar to the book of Leviticus, which we have not read, but Leviticus talks about deliverance, and book three talks a lot about deliverance. Book four, about 26 different books, that is very similar to the book of Numbers, and the book of Numbers is a very has to deal a lot with God and his ruling kingdoms, it helps us keep things in perspective. And then the fifth book, which represents approximately 43 books, would be very similar to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy was concerned with God and his word, and so a lot of topical information there. The mega themes would be praise, God's power, forgiveness, thankfulness, and trust. And why don't we just kind of dive into it? I'm not sure how many chapters we'll get to on any given Sunday, but we will do the best we can. And I anticipate that this may be several weeks. And I'll give some comment, maybe read a verse or two when appropriate throughout a reading. So we ask the Father, Heavenly Father, be with me as I speak. May I speak clearly and articulate his words and his passion. And may they be make an impact on you and your life this day and every day. So again, book one, kind of similar to the book of Genesis. And the author of the first chapter is anonymous. So it reads, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." That is the first book of the book of Psalms. Second book, the author is David, and it reads, "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Chapter 3 is written by David as well. "O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you are my shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I awake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked. For the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Chapter 4. The author is David. Answer me when I call you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn your glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your angry, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than with the grain and new wine abound. I will take down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. I just love when David writes, and he writes so personally to God. And I don't write to God. I try to pray every day. I try to pray throughout the day, but I'm not sure if I utter the same passionate words that David does as to a friend. And that's how we should approach God. God is our friend. Although he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Creator of the universe, he so wants to be our friend. And those who call Jesus Lord have that friendship in God and should have the same passion that David has. Chapter 5, also David is the author. Give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men the Lord abhors. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them sing with ever joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Chapter 6. David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from groaning. All night long I fled my bed with weeping and drenched my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace. Chapter 7. The author is David. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done this, and there is guilt on my hands, if I have done evil to him who is at peace with me, or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God, decree justice. Let the assembled people gather around you. Rule over them from on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High, O righteous God, who searches minds and hearts. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked, and make their righteous secure. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword, he will bend and string his bow, he has prepared his deadly weapons, he makes ready his flaming arrows. He who is pregnant with evil and conceives trouble gives birth to delusionment. He who digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit he has made. The trouble he causes recoils on himself, his violence comes down on his own head. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Chapter 8. David. O Lord, O Lord, how majestic is the name, is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise, because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him ruler over the works of your hands, and put everything under his feet. All flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, and all that swim the paths of the sea. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Chapter 9, David. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing your praise, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you, for you have upheld my right and my cause. You have sat on your throne, judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken the enemy. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. O Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit that they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net that they have hidden. The Lord is known by his justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked return to the grave, and all the nations that forget God. But the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted ever perish. Arise, O Lord, let not man triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nations know that you are but men. Chapter 10, written by David. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak, who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts of the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. He is haughty, and your laws are far from him. He snares at all his enemies. He says to himself, nothing will shake me. I'll always be happy and never have trouble. His mouth is full of curses and lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages. From ambush, he murders the innocent, watching in secret for his victims. He lies in wait like a lion in cover. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, God has forgotten. He covers his face and never sees. Arise, Lord, lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, he won't call me to account? But you, O God, do see trouble and grief. You consider it to take it in your hand. The victim commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Call him to account for his wickedness that would not be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, in order that man who is of the earth may terrify no more. Chapter 11, David. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in a holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes the sons of men. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked and those who love violence his soul hates. Were the wicked, he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. Upright men will see his face. That's very encouraging. Upright men will see his face. I was reading Matthew earlier today, and chapter 5, I believe it's 5, mentions the Beatitudes. And in the Beatitudes, it talks about those who will see God. And I apologize, I cannot recall off the top of my head which particular Beatitude will see God. But let me look real quick, because I've got Matthew marked. And it would be, let's see here. Trouble turning my Bible page. Let's see here. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So this says in verse 7 of chapter 11, for the Lord is righteous, he loves justice, upright men will see his face. So if you're pure of heart, you're upright. If you're upright, you're pure of heart. If you're pure of heart, you will see the face of God. Chapter 12, David. Help, Lord, for the godly are no more. The faithful have vanished from among men. Everyone lies to his neighbor. Their flattering lips speak with deception. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and every boastful tongue that says, we will triumph with our tongues. We own our lips. Who is our master? Because of the oppression of the weak and the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless. Again, I'm going to repeat that. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified 7 times. O Lord, you will keep us safe and protect us from such people forever. The wicked freely strut about. When that is vile is honored among men. So what that last verse, verse 8 says, the wicked freely strut about when what is vile is honored among men. That's a call for us never to accept what's wrong. As a person, as a community, as a culture, wrong is wrong and right is right. And what God claims is right. What God claims is right. Chapter 13, the author is David. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. That's a very interesting chapter. Here is David, and David had many, many hardships. Yes, he became king of the Jewish people of Israel. As a young boy, he was ordained to be. It took him a long time to become king because Saul was the king, and Saul tried to persecute David, and then he had many, many bouts with many people. And when he fell out of I don't want to say he fell out of favor with God, because you know, God says David is of my own heart. But God allows bad things to happen to us. And part of that is because humanity is not good. Humanity is bad. God is good. And when we lift up God, when we look towards God, even when we're having difficulties, that's the process that things will get better, right? When we look towards that who can and will make us better, who will comfort us and love us always. Even when we're down, he loves us. He doesn't leave us. He loves us. But he wants us to rely on him at all times. And David gives a beautiful example here in chapter 13 on relying on God. Chapter 14. Again, David is the author. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread, and who do not call on the name of the Lord. There they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortune of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Well, that's all the time we have today for reflections. Please be sure to listen to us next week. I hope you've enjoyed our program. My name again is Jim DeJunis, and I'm reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of our program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our number is 919-832-5138, 919-832-5138. May God bless you and those you love this day and every day.